America Weekend.
I want to welcome you back to America Weekend, and I want to thank you for coming along today to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Always great to spend time with you. So I want to talk to you about golf. You know, I have this thing that I always thought it was just a ridiculous sport. If you're going to do a sport, do a sport. I also think if you have to spend the day in a golf cart, it sort of defeats the purpose of a sport. But now there's some interesting findings that golf, if you play it, will allow you to live longer. There was a headline in CNN, "Play golf, live longer." And I said, what? What do you mean? How's that possible? What benefits can there be from golf? Well, first of all, the people who play golf are passionate about it. They will decide to play golf over anything else. I once interviewed a well-known television actor and stage actor who admitted, he said to me, "I am so obsessed with golf, I would rather do that than work." And he's an actor. "I would rather do that than be home. I will do anything to be outside playing golf." Passionate about golf, loves it so desperately. So there's something about the sport that really attracts people. And I'm interested in finding out about this. So there was this article, and there was research conducted by, where else, Scotland's University of Edinburgh, because of course golf began in Scotland. And what the findings say is that golf can help you in your health, cardiovascular, respiratory, and metabolic health. And for several reasons. First of all, there is moderate physical activity that goes along with golf. There's the swinging of your arms. There's the pivoting of your body. There is a bit of walking. You're outside in the fresh air, hopefully. So with that moderate physical activity, for people who don't engage in physical activity, it can help prevent and treat more than 40 major chronic diseases, this doctor says about the research that came through. And the other very interesting part of it that is true is the sport can be played by all ages, from the very young to the very old, which provides an outlet for people who are in the upper ages of life. In fact, one study in Sweden found that regular golfers lived an average of 5 years longer than non-golfers. So there is some empirical evidence about the benefits of golf. Now think about this. If you have a regular 18-hole course, most players will walk between 4 and 8 miles, burning at least 500 calories. This is what has been calculated. Many of them get in the electric golf cart to get where they're going. But if this is true, which debunks what I said earlier, I thought everybody was driving around. If people are really walking that distance, that's great. And so, you know, that would be the tremendous health benefit. You're outside in a beautiful space, walking on a lovely carpet of grass. Why not do that? Plus, you're getting exposure to fresh air and sunshine. As we know, sunshine boosts vitamin D levels. And the swinging of the club, in this study, they say, improves muscle endurance and balance, especially in old age. So there is a tremendous reason to engage in this. 55 million people, they say, which is about 1% of the world's population, only 1% play golf. And now it seems to be more of interest for kids, people of all ages, people of all demographics, because there was a concept too that golf was a rich person's sport. And what they found is actually 78% of the golf courses across the world are public golf courses. They're not members-only golf courses. So we're sort of debunking all of the myths that we all thought, myself included, that comes along with golf. I also know that people who play golf say it's a tremendous mental discipline. It gets you into almost a yoga-type mentality, that Zen mentality. And it provides you with focus, concentration, and many other skills. So I don't know, maybe I'll take up golf. This study has kind of convinced me. Maybe you will too. Let me know. Thank you for joining me. I'm Valerie Smaldone. It's America Weekend. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Riders headed south to Daytona for Fall's Biketoberfest have an opportunity to experience a race on a local oval featuring vintage motorcycles, the Sons of Speed, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sons of Speed, a race on a local oval featuring vintage motorcycles. Pre-1925 stripped-down bikes are allowed to compete on the half-mile banked oval at New Smyrna Speedway, a 20-minute ride south of Daytona. At this year's Biketoberfest, 8 winners will advance to the championship round. Sons of Speed, the brainchild of iconic builder Billy Lane, this Saturday, October 15th, during Daytona's Biketoberfest. Special VIP packages available, general admission, race passes for $20.
Good time.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like a pay raise? Don't ask your boss for one.
Ask other people for an endorsement instead. This advice comes from career coach Anita Attridge, talking to Forbes.
When you do something particularly noteworthy for someone, ask them to send an email or call your boss. Endorsements like these will go so much further than if you relay them to your boss yourself.
The key to getting these endorsements is to pay attention when someone compliments you and your work. Ask if they would send this feedback to your boss. Make sure you have your boss's contact information readily available.
When your boss hears about your contributions from several people, you'll be more likely to get a raise. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.